Hello, Ron Houston. Hi, everybody. Gordy Lee Ham here, along with Red Wade's old buddy, Ramblin' Rose.
Ramblin' Rose!
Howdy, folks. Howdy, howdy. Howdy, Ron. Ramblin' Rose here. We're stuck up here in Austin, America, in the radio dungeon, old Gordy and me. So we're coming to the Ron Roast via the magic of audio recording. Something Ron knows a little bit about, right?
That's for sure. Sometimes it's magic, and sometimes it's pure dumb luck. They seem to go hand in hand.
Well, get on with it, Gordy.
Well, anyway, rather than go into a lengthy oration on Ron Houston in the past, I thought I'd let the past speak for itself. Let's go back now to 1973. Ron and I are working at Kexel. We've just come back from a lengthy lunch at the Oyster Bar, and we're attempting to conjure up some dumb luck on a Harry's Western Store spot.
I'll just kind of nod at you when it's time to go.
All right. Well, all right. Well, all right.
This time off cue when the music hits.
Hey, is that a mustache you growing?
Yeah. My girlfriend thinks it'll make me look like that guy in the little cigar ad, you know. I'm going out to Harry's Western Store and buy me one of them Winchester hats and give me one of them sheepskin coats like that guy wears in that little cigar ad.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to really turn my girlfriend on.
Let's get it straight. You going to Harry's and get you one of them Winchester hats, coat, mustache, and become a man of the world, right?
Ooh, that's right.
How long you been growing that mustache, anyhow?
About 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
Old Billy Joe's going to laugh at you.
Oh, who's Billy Joe?
Isn't that his name, Billy Joe?
I don't know.
Harry's?
Oh, yeah, Bobby Joe.
Bobby Joe. I thought you'd throw his old name.
Okay.
Who is Bobby Joe?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Laughing.
Hey, is that a mustache you growing?
Yeah. Girlfriend thinks that it'll make
Yeah, she likes it on her titties. Looks funny with a mustache on her titties, though. Hey, Cactus, that a mustache you growing?
Yeah. My girlfriend thinks it's gonna make me look like a guy in that little cigarette ad, you know. I'm going on out to Harry's Western Store and buy me one of them Winchester hats and get me one of them sheep dip coats.
Sheep dip coats?
You'd use that, eh?
Hey, Cactus, that a hat?
Nope.
Hey, Cactus, that a mustache you growing?
Yeah.
Oh,
my girl thinks it's gonna make me look like that guy in that little cigar ad, you know? I'm going on out to Harry's Western Store and buy me one of them Winchester hats.
Yeah.
Get me one of them sheepskin coats like that guy wears in that ad.
Yeah.
And man, I'm gonna go get on with my girlfriend.
Boy, you going out to Harry's and get you one of them Marlboro hats, sheep dip coat, and got your mustache, you gonna be a man of the world, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You gonna smoke them little cigars?
No, I'm gonna keep on smoking these funny little cigarettes.
Yeah, and now, friends, we're going to join the Harry's Chorale Singers and sing y'all a little song about Harry's. Ready, Clem?
Harry's Western Store is where it's at. Pick up some pants or a brand new hat. Never mind if you're skinny or you're way too fat. Now we're going to tell you where Harry's at.
1931 Northwest Military Drive in Castle Hills.
Mighty fine. Thank you, boys. Right. Mighty fine. Mighty pretty.
Well, I guess I was just a little bit before my time, huh?
That's right, Ramblin'. You came along galloping into the scene a few years later with your old buddy Red Wade for Lone Star Beer.
Red Wade here. Hey, Ramblin' Rose. Old St. Nick treat you okay this year?
Oh, Red, I came out all right. Me a Johnny Mac Brown guitar and a pair of armadillo boots, and the Sons of the Bunkhouse trimmed the old Radio Ranch Christmas tree with long neck stars.
Pretty all right. In fact, the best-looking tree in the whole Lone Star State.
You're sure right, Red. And New Year's Eve, the Sons are going to open that old bunkhouse closet full of Lone Star invite everybody to sip along with us into 75.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year, folks.
Dancing in the moonlight under Lone Star skies in a Lone Star state with a
Harry Jersey's Lone Star Beer. It's really fine. Boy, howdy. Those were the good old days. I've changed a little bit, though, haven't I?
Well, Ramblin', I think we've all changed a little bit, but you're right. Those sure were the good old days. And I don't think anyone ever had as much fun and got paid for it than Ron and I did working with Woody Roberts, Eddie Wilson, Mike Tollison, all the folks at the Austin Consultants, Tina Tacky, and the Armadillo World Headquarters folks. Unless maybe it was you and Red Waite.
Well, we certainly had more than our share. I guess if they was handing out awards for having a good time, old Red and I'd won it.
No question about it. Now, let's go back one more time to that same period. This takes place at the Pitluck Group. Ron's come in to do a commercial for Tom Stolhansky, and he's never seen the copy before, and it's handed to him, and it goes something like this.
Tom Stolhansky, copy number 4-74-30TV. In 1970, Bexar County commissioners were given a $3,000 a year pay raise. Tom Stolhansky refused his. The crazy fucker.
And the past comes back to haunt you. Ron, I'm sorry I'm not there, and I hope you're having a great time.
That makes two of us, Ron, old buddy. And give my best to old Red Waite. Bye, everybody.